from Targeted Individual as Lone Wolf Terrorist, Introduction to the Op Catalyst website, now removed from the internet. Another reason for virtual telepathy is because even though I have what is called hard remote influencing as a targeted individual, it doesn't mean that soft remote influencing isn't happening on a global level at this point. This technology can influence anything. It can make you turn left if you were going to turn right. It can make you buy sugar if you were shopping for artificial sweetener. If you want to vote for one person, it can influence you to vote for another. Most importantly, what virtual telepathy can do is remote influence you to resist something, meaning that you can be wirelessly prompted to think about something and then remote influence that it is not a good thing to do, in combined association. That is what psychiatrists refer to as thought implantation in diagnoses of schizophrenia. And this is why psychiatry is so important in the cover stories required by governments which fund the psychiatric institutions themselves. If a targeted individual's remote handlers want them to go to a certain place, they will transmit the name of that place to the target's biometrically located brain. Remember, this is a computer interfacing with the EEG pattern, or signature of the target's brain. It is not a sound. It is an electronically interpreted suggestion transmitted through an EEG pattern in the target's spoken language. As if hearing the name on invisible wireless headphones, the brain creates an image of that place in hypnotic auto-suggestion. The mental images are triggered in the mind from memories, since the remote handlers know almost everything about their target. If this seems unreal or impossible, think of it this way. You are asleep in bed and having a dream. Suddenly, the image and sound of a fire truck appears in your dream. You snap awake, and a fire truck was indeed passing by your home. Your mind formed the image of the fire truck to awaken you based on your memory's association with the noise outside. This is how remote influencing works. Whether you are awake or asleep, it can trigger recurring dreams and even the way you dream. When the handler does not want a target to go to a certain place or do a certain thing, the name of the place or thing will be repeatedly transmitted, following by an EEG pattern with a negative association, like insecurity or fear. These EEG sampled emotions can be played like musical instruments, and this is why many targeted individuals feel they are communicating with a higher power or God. As before, associations with a higher power yield more diagnoses of mental illness, and one can see why there is a noticeable outburst in the diagnoses of bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and complex mental illnesses. This isn't to say mental illness does not exist and there is no need for psychiatry. On the contrary, the public being unwittingly influenced in this manner will create much more need for psychiatry and emotionally stabilizing medications. Remote influencing becomes an immediate danger when its psychiatric abuse causes the target to lose connection with reality in a psychotic break, a reflex response by the brain to external abuse. Many victims of torture or warfare experience these reactions, and in combination with remote influencing, it makes the target unable to maintain control while being targeted with EEG patterned prompting. Virtual telepathy, military human targeting, weaponizing one's own body will eventually be sold to the public as something beneficial, something which allows, quote, the blind to see without seeing eye dogs, allowing a missing child to be found or any police suspect or domestic terrorist to be tracked with secret telepathic soldiers embedded within our society. Whatever will permanently monitor entire populations into an open prison yard which stretches both to and across a nation's borders. Governments have remotely tracked us and cataloged us and sorted us as persons of suspicion as long as technology has allowed them to. This first became revolutionary when International Business Machines created a punch card system for the NSDAP to organize their labor camps and classify the affiliation of the prisoners interned within. After World War II, the victorious Allies absorbed the Nazis' technology with German scientists through Operation Paperclip and readapted their experiments for North America, like Project MKUltra. Governments have since continued influencing our thoughts and monitoring the public in every way that they can, whether it's through our electronic communications, on foot with CCTV video, by satellite, by drone, by wireless mobile surveillance, or our regular patterns of bank card and email use. They do it. What is next? What are these huge and remotely located data centers being built for? Why are the GPS and geographic functionalities of all these wireless devices becoming more powerful? Who benefits? Well, obviously, the answer is not good for you. My being a slave, a psychiatric abuse victim, and most importantly, a live human experiment with the Canadian, American, Israeli, and British governments all involved, these governments would never test this on anyone they cared about and require socially isolated people who live alone in apartments or condos where they can be surrounded by surveillance technology to contain and control them. You'll understand the need for the false cover stories to ensure nobody wants to be around you anyway. This is why the terror racket has created and heavily promoted the lone wolf profile, meaning that the person is isolated and the government, using immense amounts of money, technology, and persons in a code of silence, work at molding the isolated target into whatever they want. I've never had any intentions of being a terrorist, as these events only reinforce the sadists who ultimately benefit from such events. However, one can see why a cover story of a targeted individual being a terrorist is so essential, because once a target finds out what is happening to them, the most normal, healthy, and sane response would be to strike back at a government so criminally sadist as to track and bully people around using their own body and brain patterns.